It's a beautiful day for a podcast, so let's get started. Excited to be back on the podcast today. Today is Sunday. It is the day after we have learned who our new president-elect is going to be, and it being Joe Biden and our illustrious vice president-elect Kamala Harris. And today, I just wanted to talk about the election, and now that it is over, now it's time to put in the work, and let's get to work, especially for the field of education. And so that is what we are going to talk about today. If this is your first time joining us here on the Teacher Hangout Podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am the host of the podcast. My name is Kay Renee. I have entered into my third year of teaching as an elementary teacher, and It is my pleasure to be the host and to have you listening to us here today. If you are not following us on Instagram, please join us on Instagram at the Teacher Hangout Podcast. We are almost at 1,400. It is our goal to get to 2,000 by the end of the year. So let's get started. So the election's over now. What? The election's over now, what? So if you wanted to say what the topic of the podcast for today is, that's what it is. The election is over now, what? Teacher's edition, of course. So one of the things that I heard yesterday in hearing President-elect Biden's speech, his victory speech, was when he talked about his wife, and when he said, for the educators, it's a great day for you. And so I am a person who follows politics. I've followed politics for years, and you know, we always can say things, but it's when you put in the action behind what it is that you are saying. And so I want us to hold him accountable for that, because the field of education, we really do not get what our worth is. And for me, it is exciting to know that his wife is one of us. His wife is one of us, and so he has seen you know, the work that she puts in, the nights, I'm quite sure, the cries, the everything that it is, everything that we have as being, we experience as being educators. And so it is my wish and hope that he brings her in. He brings her in to, you know, help with making the decisions on who should be cabinet, who should be Secretary of Education. It sure shouldn't be who's in there now. And again, that's my opinion. But it definitely doesn't need to be Betsy DeVos or DeVos or however you say her name. It should be someone with experience. And it should be someone that is going to make the right decision for education and not looking for getting the accolades or what is it that they can get out of being Secretary of Education besides seeing the accomplishments, seeing children grow, seeing the playing field leveled, especially for urban education, where, quite frankly, to be honest with you, where students in urban education, urban schools, excuse me, that's what I wanted to say, they're not getting the same education that students who are in the suburban and rural areas are getting. And it's not because of the teachers. I am a person, I teach in an urban setting, and I bust my butt, and I am around and surrounded amongst some of the best teachers that I have ever seen. But it is the money that is needed that we don't have. And that is one of the things that really came out of this pandemic, was seeing that it's not that it's just imbalance. It ain't balanced at all. It's not balanced at all. And so for President elect Biden, that is one of the things that I hope that he puts at the top of his list, is what is it that we can do for these urban schools, not just in the era of COVID, which, by the way, is the next episode, not just in the era of COVID, but what do we need to do to bridge the economic gap and the inequality in schools? That should be one of the top things that he does in his first 100 days as president, after we get this pandemic after we get it back into control, to get it down so that we can go and get back to some of the normal things that were good prior to COVID. So that's the first thing that I am really thinking about, is him getting a team of educators together that they can take and look at urban schools, suburban schools, look at the makeup, do some research, use some research that's out there, look at the testing scores, look at, hey, why does some schools have different types of arts, social studies, music? And then there are a lot of schools that are, again, in urban settings that do not have social studies, science, especially in the elementary school settings. And see, what is it that needs to be done? Getting these schools up to where they need to be as far as just the makeup of the building. There are a lot of older schools in especially predominantly Black neighborhoods that are not up to par. These children are going to schools where there is lead, high levels of lead, there is bugs. The conditions of the schools are ridiculous in a lot of areas. A lot of low poverty schools, their schools are just nowhere near the state of the art schools that you see in suburban settings. So again, campaign's over, election's over, now what? What are you going to do for the educators? That's the first topic. The second topic, which is probably one of the ones that I feel the most passionate about, is pay. Let's say it again, pay. We do not get paid enough money, and it ain't always about the money, but it is about the money, because if we think about the amount of money that we spend on supplies, teachers pay teachers, they get my money every week. And we think about, we're doing this out of our hearts. You know, teachers are some of the most compassionate people that are out there. But, you know, for a teacher to start off making $30,000-$40,000, that's nothing. Because if they think about it, and if they were to ask the average teacher, how much money do you spend a year on supplies for your school, they would be really, really, really surprised how much money we spend, not just on supplies, setting up classes. Then we have to take every year and rebuy things. There are some schools that have a limit on the amount of copies they could make, which is ridiculous. But that's because the schools are not getting enough money. They're not getting enough money. The teachers need to be getting more. The schools need to be getting more. The leadership needs to be getting more training. They need to make sure that these schools have leader people that are in leadership that know what they're doing, and not people who are in leadership but have not ever taught before. To me, that's just crazy. How can you lead if you were never one of us? But that's another topic for another day. Lastly, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was taxes. Okay? You know, they talk about taxes for so many other different occupations based off of the income that you make. But you should be talking about taxes for our teachers, because we only get a $200 credit on our taxes that we don't see how that's really helping us out. I think that they should fix that also. I think that teachers should get a sizable tax relief because of the fact that we're public servants. We serve the communities each and every day. So again, making sure that they have the right people in place far as on the federal level for education, that's the first thing that they need to fix. And I'm sorry if some people that are listening don't agree with it, but not really sorry, but they need to get rid of Betsy. She's got to go. That's the first thing. That doesn't need to be day 10, day 11. That needs to be day 1. She needs to be right now looking on Career Builder, probably, in my opinion, because she should not be leading at all education. She should. Then, once they get someone to be in that capacity of Secretary of Education, then there needs to be a solid team. Solid team, and it should not just be somebody who has served in, let's say, it shouldn't be a team of just suburban educators. It should be a team of people that come from all backgrounds of education communities, urban, suburban, rural, homeschooled, because there are a lot of parents at home, and I commend them for doing this at home schooling, making sure that they have the resources, even for children that are celebrities, making sure that they have the right resources that they need on a federal level in order to get this thing called education right, and making sure that everybody is coming in on the same playing field. There should not be a school where there is a third grader getting science in one school, or a second or a kindergartner getting science in one school, but there's a child in an urban setting and they're not getting it. There's no way in the world it should be that they are punished because of their economic status. So again, that's my thought on that. Second point was money. We need more money. I don't think nobody on listening to this podcast would disagree with that, because again, this is a podcast that is for teachers, and most of my leaders are coming from the educational field. The third thing I said was taxes. We need to get a tax relief because we just spend a lot of money out of pocket. Do I think that everything's going to be perfect? No, I don't. But I do see a change for the better. And so again, election's over. What now? What do we need? We are going to hold you accountable to what you said. And like you said, it's a great day for educators. So let's see it for the next 4-8 years. Let's get this work done for the educators, for the listeners that I have. Keep hope alive, and I'll see you on the next episode of the podcast.